Blog Talk Radio.
Of Purpose Broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen, amen. Good evening, everyone, and welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we give God all praise and honor and glory and count it a privilege to be able to be here this evening to share with you in the study of His all-powerful, all-sustaining Holy Word. We thank God for the opportunity. And we thank God for you tuning in tonight. Praise God. We thank God for our Covenant Fellowship Church, Light of the World, Christian Tabernacle, under the dynamic and awesome leadership of Archbishop Ruth W. Smith and Bishop Kevin Jones. And we give God all praise and honor and glory for what He is doing through His church, the physical brick and mortar church, as well as the church who we are in the body of Christ. And we thank God that His word is going forth to be able to change lives and heal hearts and fix minds and regulate spirits and bring deliverance. That is the power that we find in the word of God. So we just give God all praises tonight. We're going to go ahead and get started with the broadcast first by ushering in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise. And we just thank God tonight. We're going to listen to Miss Tasha Cobbs, and as she declares and asks God to just fill us up, fill our spirits up, Lord, until we overflow.
Come on, let the sound of worship be released from you this night. Come on, raise it now. Let's go.
Thank you. If this
doctor. And so it's not really surprising that he took notice of this particular event and documented in his gospel as he wrote about the events and things that went about, and he noticed the day-to-day activities of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And this passage begins like this, and it says, "And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he," and we're referring to Jesus, "passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee." I'm going to break these scriptures down, this passage down into parts of scripture, and just kind of walk us through some relevancy with each one of the scriptures. It says that the Greek text actually says that Jesus is traveling through the middle or the midst of Samaria and Galilee. This border location, it explains why this group of lepers included both Jews and Samaritans. Well, under normal circumstances, the Jews would have nothing to do with the Samaritans. But these Jewish and Samaritan lepers are drawn together by a common misery, and that was the disease of leprosy. In other words, being afflicted with the disease of leprosy put both the Jews and the Samaritans in the same predicament. Isn't it amazing how a dire circumstance, even today, or a commonality like a life-threatening disease or even a pandemic can cause people that would not normally speak to one another to be drawn together? Leprosy, like COVID-19, it knew no racial, no gender, no ethnicity, or no economic status boundary. It was an equal opportunity illness. But I thank God that as it is an equal opportunity illness, we also serve an equal opportunity God, hallelujah,
amen,
who protects, and he is also an equal opportunity healer,
amen,
under the name, hallelujah, of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is an equal opportunity healer. It didn't matter to him whether there were Jews or Samaritans. They called out for his help. Well, that's a message, as Jesus being an equal opportunity healer, that's a message for another time. So let's continue on. And as he entered, remember we're talking about Jesus, into a certain village, verse 12, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. A diagnosis of a certain type of leprosy was treated back then as a death sentence. In much the same way that a diagnosis of cancer or AIDS was regarded as a death sentence only a few decades ago. Praise God, there's been much advancement in this day in both of the areas of cancer and AIDS. The fate of the infected person with leprosy was made worse by the requirement that he or she be isolated from all healthy people. This was in compliance to this miracle. And their plea was not one for money or alms, but it was a plea for healing. Verse 14 said, and when he saw them, and when Jesus saw them, this may seem like an insignificant detail, but it is relevant because most people ignore lepers because suffering and disease often makes onlookers feel uncomfortable and have a sense of helplessness. But isn't it a blessing to know that Jesus Christ, our Savior, he never ignores our hurt or our pain.
Amen.
He saw them, the scripture says. And he saw them, and the next verse script says, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. Now, why did he say that? Because priests, they were the ones responsible for diagnosing leprosy. Torah provided specific guidelines, which I don't have the time to go into tonight, but the Torah provided specific guidelines for those diagnosed with leprosy, and you can find these guidelines in Leviticus 13, verses 1 through 44. The next verse says, and it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Jesus does not heal the lepers immediately, but instead he commands them to go and show themselves to the priest for inspection as if they had been healed. He asked the lepers, step out on faith. Just as in 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 10, Elisha asked Naaman to step out on faith. Naaman, he told Naaman, who was also afflicted with this disease of leprosy, to go wash and wash seven times. Naaman had to do something. He had to act. Just as these lepers, they had to do something, and they had to respond and obey the word of God, the word of Jesus Christ, in order for them to be healed. And the scripture tells us, and as they went, here, take note of this. Jesus gave the word. He told them to go and show themselves unto the priest. And then as they went, they were cleansed. I believe that their obedience to Jesus' word and their faith is what resulted in their healing.
Amen.
That's a passage, portion of the passage that we should take note of. Hearing the voice of the Lord and then immediately obeying and walking by faith is a prescription, praise God, for God's healing. And it goes on to say in verse 15, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed,
Amen.
Oh, yes, it comes a time when Jesus does the miraculous for you. You lay all cuteness aside. You begin to praise God and glorify him with a loud voice, and you don't care who knows.
Amen.
Praise God. That you are glorifying your heavenly Father.
Amen.
I sometimes get in my house and I begin to lift up praises to God, and I know my neighbors probably think, what in the world is wrong with that woman? But that's okay, because I am not ashamed.
Amen.
Of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The word tells us if you be ashamed of Jesus, he will be ashamed of you before his heavenly Father. And I don't ever need no rock, praise God, crying out for me. Yes, Lord, I give you praise and honor and glory. And it goes on to say in verse 16 that, and he fell down. Oh, this man was serious about his praise.
Amen.
It said, with a loud voice, he glorified God, and he fell down on his face at the feet of Jesus, giving him thanks.
Praise God.
And guess what? This man was not a Jew, but he was a Samaritan. He wasn't even a part of the Jewish faith. And Jews and Samaritans normally don't even have any form of communication or camaraderie. But he saw the presence of the power of healing within this Jewish man, this Jewish disciple, this man of God, i.e. the Son of God, Jesus Christ. He didn't care whether he was a Jew. He didn't care whether he was a Samaritan. He didn't care whether he was a Gentile. He didn't care. He just knew that this man, praise God, when he cried out to him for mercy, that he healed him. He had the power of God and the presence of God and the anointing of God present with him that allowed for his healing to take place.
Amen.
And he responded by crying out, glorifying God, falling down on his face at the feet of Jesus.
My God.
And Jesus answering him, verse 17 said, were there not 10 that were cleansed?
All right, now.
But where are the 9? We have 1 out of 10 men, only 1 to come back, but 10 were healed.
Amen.
Only one came back to be able to say thank you, to glorify God. Only one. Verse number 18 shares. It says, there are not found that returned to give, or that you from the topic. That's just the introduction, by the way. Tonight, I want to talk to you from the topic of the healing power of a grateful heart.
Amen.
This man, he had a grateful heart. This Samaritan exhibited gratitude and gratefulness by turning around, coming back to Jesus, glorifying God,
amen,
falling on his face before the Lord, and giving him praise and thankfulness.
Amen.
The healing power of a grateful heart. Last week, we celebrated the Thanksgiving Day holiday. Thanksgiving, a time when most Christians and even non-Christians stop and focus on the people and the things in life that they are most thankful for. The foundation for thankfulness lies in a heart condition called gratefulness.
Okay.
Gratefulness is defined as a feeling or showing an appreciation of kindness. It is gratitude or thankfulness. Gratefulness is derived from the Latin word gratus, which means pleasing or thankful. It is a feeling of appreciation felt by and or similar to a positive response shown by the recipient, that person that has received kindness or gift or help or favor or some other forms of generosity.
Mm-hmm.
Gratefulness, that which is given towards the giver of such gift. The heart is not only a physical organ. It's not only a physical organ that is responsible for the pumping of blood through blood vessels of the circulatory system,
mm-hmm,
and the carrying of oxygen or nutrients to the body, but the heart is also an organ of the spirit man. Let me make that clear. The heart is not just a physical organ, but it is also an organ of the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, the spiritual heart is the seat or core aspect of our inner nature that makes up the real person that we are before God.
All right, now.
The condition of our spiritual heart, governs our thoughts. It governs our character.
Yes.
It governs our will. And it governs our inner self. In Proverbs 4:23, Scripture calls the heart a wellspring of life. The spiritual heart is a wellspring of life. The heart is a theme that is woven throughout the Bible and is mentioned more than 830 times in the King James Version of the Bible. It talks about a variety of different types of hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Within Scripture.
Yes.
Proverbs 8 tells us about his understanding heart. Proverbs 8:5. Proverbs 11:20 talks about a forward heart. Proverbs 15:13 talks about a merry heart.
Uh-huh.
Proverbs 12:8 talks about a perverse heart.
All right, now.
Proverbs 16:21 talks about a wise is one that is filled with gratitude. A grateful heart motivated the leper to return to Jesus Christ and fall at his feet and give him praise.
Mm-hmm.
A heart of gratefulness and gratitude. During last week's celebration of Thanksgiving, I heard a moving message on gratitude and gratefulness by President Russell M. Nelson, which is the president of the Church of the Latter-day Saints. And this message just caught my ear because he said this. He said, during this time defined by the current worldwide COVID-19 pandemic, as well as racism, violence, political tension, and lack of civility shared, a fast-acting, long-lasting spiritual remedy with the world ills is that of a heart of gratitude or a grateful heart. He says, and with that, we can all give with a grateful heart. Keep in mind what I'm sharing. With a grateful heart, we can all give thanks for the beauties of the earth and the majesty of the heavens that give us an inkling of the vastness of eternity. We can all give thanks for the gift of life, for our amazing bodies and minds that allow us to grow and learn. With a heart of gratitude and gratefulness, we can give thanks for art and literature and music that nurtures our soul.
Amen.
With a heart of gratitude and gratefulness, we can give thanks for the opportunity to repent, to start over, to make amends, and to build character.
Amen.
With a heart of gratitude and gratefulness, we can give thanks for our families and friends and loved ones. We can give thanks for the opportunity to help, cherish, and serve one another, which makes life so much more meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
With a heart of gratefulness and gratitude, we can give thanks for our trials, from which we learn the things we would not otherwise know.
My God.
Most of all, with a heart of gratefulness and gratitude, we can give thanks unto God, the Father of our spirits, which makes us all brothers and sisters of one great global family. We're talking about, praise God, healing power of what a grateful heart.
Amen.
So I send out a challenge, and I ask that we all examine our hearts. Is yours a heart of gratitude and gratefulness? We can then ask the Lord, like David did, oh, Lord, create in me a clean heart, and renew a right spirit within me. God will provide you, oh yes, he will, with that heart of gratefulness and gratitude. Ask him, create in me a clean heart and renew that right spirit within me.
Amen.
I agree with President Nelson, who said, no matter our situation, showing the gratitude of a grateful heart is a fast-acting and long-lasting spiritual prescription for healing many of this world's ills. Praise God. Tonight, we're talking about the antidote that's found in the healing power a grateful heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God for that word. I pray that it is a blessing and will resonate in your hearts and spirits. And we give God praise for the healing power of a grateful heart.
Amen, amen. We thank God for that powerful word from Pastor Constance Whitehurst. Amen.
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 Praise
amen.
God.
Come have a better time, amen, through all that's been going on throughout this year and years ahead, years gone by. We thank God to create us the healing power, amen, of a grateful heart, amen. The healing power of a grateful heart. We thank God for that word tonight, amen. Thank God for God, or you one more God tonight, that healing power of a grateful heart. I'd like to add to that as well. In Proverbs 4:23, the word of God tells us the heart from Genesis and Revelation. God tells us the heart of man, it's in the fall of man, amen. For Adam and Eve, and sin came into the world, it just made God, the heart always been an issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the flood came because of that. Even medicine of the heart,
mm-hmm.
amen. The heart in the fall of sin, the heart became something to have to deal with on a daily basis, amen. But God already has an answer, amen. And thank God for having an answer in that. In Proverbs 4:23 said, keep thy heart with all diligence.
Mm-hmm.
For out of it are the issues
of life. Amen.
No matter what's going on in your life, the heart, different type of heart that might be, but that heart has the issues
yes.
of life, praise God.
Amen.
Issues of life. You can't get around that.
Amen.
You can't get around that. The heart decides a lot. You trim a lot of things through the heart. Heart of person, heart of man, heart of woman, boy or girl. That heart says a lot. And we thank God that the introduction in the scripture by the word of God, that Jesus healed those lepers, 10 lepers.
Mm-hmm.
Only one returned to say thank you. We have a grateful heart. Only one. He said, well, the other nine? And even today, people, they're grateful, but sometimes they don't show their gratefulness to God. Sometimes we lack that in some area in our life, like give God the glory. It belongs to Him.
Mm-hmm.
He created us for His glory.
Amen.
And we should give Him all the thanks and all the praise and all the glory to God, amen, in the highest. So we learn to have a grateful heart on this season, on this day, to thank God for the mighty great work He has done in our life, in your life, and thank God for our salvation. Thank God for His grace, His mercy. Thank God for His protection, His provision. Thank God for make a way out of the little way each and every day.
Amen.
Need to be a people to be thankful people. Be a grateful people. Have a grateful mind and a grateful heart. That's so important.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. The healing power of a
grateful
heart.
Praise God.
That just resonated because we think we know of the heart being that physical organ, but we are more focused. It is even more important
yes.
as to the spiritual condition.
Heart.
Of your heart.
Amen.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Because it is true, as Pastor Jay shared, out of the heart flows the issues of life. And you want your life to be pleasing to God. And so the only way for it to be pleasing to God is that you have a heart of gratefulness, a heart of gratitude that covers and it heals, again, so many different or world ills. If we have a grateful heart, we're not going to mistreat our brother. If we have a grateful heart, you know, hate and animosity and bitterness cannot stay. It has to go. If we have a grateful heart, we know how to love one another with a grateful heart. Oh my goodness, a grateful heart. That is the condition that will again address and be able to overcome so many ills of this world. We're going to go ahead and open the lines up. We have about 9 more minutes left in the broadcast. And if there is one that would care to share in this word tonight,
amen.
On the healing power of a grateful heart, then I ask you to go ahead and just press 1 on your dial pad, and we will dispatch you into the studio. How's your heart tonight? You know, scripture, as I was preparing for this message, the Lord also just reminded me that in these last days, the love of many would begin to wax cold.
Oh, my God.
And that, again, is an ill that can be healed through the antidote of a grateful heart. Your love can't wax cold if you have a heart of gratitude, if you have a heart of thankfulness,
amen,
if you have a heart of gratefulness.
He demonstrated that, right? He demonstrated that to the people. He had
amen.
A grateful heart. He had compassion. He had mercy. He had love. He had all those things that people saw him and draw them to him because he loved him. I mean, he loved he had for them, and his compassion and his gratefulness he had for God.
Yes, he did. Actually, Jesus Christ was the greatest example of one that ever walked the earth with a grateful heart.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. It says, you know, his heart was so great and filled with love that he laid down his life
Amen.
For us. Oh, that's no greater love than the love that's within our hearts. It begins with a heart that is grateful and with one filled with gratitude.
Amen.
That's where love, it orchestrates gratefulness. It orchestrates gratitude, praise God.
A godly love, that true agape, godly love.
Amen.
You can't receive from above, from God, our Heavenly Father. And that comes from Him. Amen.
Amen.
You can't
yes,
produce that. You can't go out and purchase it. It's something that comes from God Almighty.
Amen.
And God
Amen.
Is love.
Yes. And thank God you don't have to purchase it.
You couldn't
because if you did, then man would put a price tag on it that only some would be able to afford. But praise God, through the grace of God, it is freely given.
Praise God.
The love of God is freely given. And because of that, we should always, as Christians and believers in Jesus Christ, maintain a heart of gratefulness and gratitude to our God. Yes.
And we thank
hallelujah.
God that through Jesus Christ, that God can take out that old heart and put you a new heart.
Yes, that old stony heart.
Old stony heart and put you a new heart. That's the word. Mm-hmm. And put you a new heart and restore your mind and transform your life like never before. Mm-hmm. Only God can do that.
Yes.
God,
He is. He's the greatest cardiologist that ever lived, praise God. We have one that has tuned in and dispatched in, and we're going to go ahead and allow this caller to share their comments tonight. Caller, the last four of your telephone number is 4984. Go right ahead, please.
Give honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and to Pastor Jasper
Amen.
And Pastor Constance Whitehurst. I enjoyed your topic tonight of the healing power of a grateful heart and the way
Amen.
That you expounded on how it goes beyond so many different avenues in our life, that when we get hold of it in our life, it will spring up like well water. It will go in so many directions in our life, and it helps us to be healed from the inside to the outside. I just
yeah.
enjoyed how you did it. I know you didn't have time to go deeper in, but the way that you went in there, that was something for everybody to get a
yeah.
piece of it and hold on to it by faith until we hear your voice and hear your voice again. And so we thank you for that powerful word.
To God be the glory. Thank you, Minister Elder Green. We give God praise. We give Him glory.
Amen.
To God be all the glory. Well, we thank God again for the opportunity to be able to share in His word tonight. We thank God that as His word goes forth, that it will accomplish that for which it has been purposed to accomplish, that it rests on the hearts and minds of those that have heard, that you will go forth and not only be hearers, but also doers of His word. And we just thank God because, again, the harvest is plentiful,
yes.
but the laborers are few. We must get out, and be able to help to build up God's kingdom here in this earth by sharing His word. And if there is one that's on the line that doesn't know this Jesus and Almighty God that we're talking about, today is your day of salvation. Romans 10, 9 and 10 declares that if you believe in your heart upon the Lord Jesus and confess with your mouth, believing that God has raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. And it's just as simple as asking God, Heavenly Father, come into my heart. Lord Jesus, take resident within me. Become my Savior for the rest of my life. Forgive me of my sins, and I give my life as a sacrificial offering over to you. Take charge and become Savior of my life for the rest of my life. And if you prayed just that simple prayer, we welcome you. The angels in heaven are throwing a party right now.
Hallelujah.
On your behalf.
Amen.
And so we give God all praise, all honor, and all glory. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. And to God be all the glory. Go forth and have an awesomely blessed week. We love you. God bless.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on.